Lesson 13, Part 3. In May 1962, Marilyn again became emotionally distressed and physically ill, and the filming of her newest movie, Something's Got to Give, was delayed. In early June, 20th Century Fox fired Marilyn from the movie and began a negative publicity campaign, labeling her mentally ill. Marilyn then entered a Hollywood hospital for 3 days under an assumed name. There were rumors that she was, or had been, pregnant. When she got out of the hospital, she renegotiated with 20th Century Fox and planned to return to work on Something's Got to Give. In the last week before her death, Marilyn had 3 business meetings, selected dozens of plants for her garden, appeared on the cover of Life magazine, ordered a $10,000 evening gown, and spent more than 10 hours with her psychiatrist. On August 4th, Marilyn called her psychiatrist, who went to her home and held a 90-minute session with her that probably involved an injection of barbiturates. After her psychiatrist left, Marilyn spoke to friends and others, none of whom thought she was acting unusual. That night, at 10:30 p.m., Marilyn's housekeeper discovered her body. She called Marilyn's psychiatrist. On August 5th, 1962, at 4:25 a.m., Marilyn's psychiatrist called the Los Angeles police and reported, "Marilyn Monroe is dead. She just committed suicide." Police Sergeant Jack Clemens arrived on the scene and believed the suicide had been staged. He told the press on Sunday, "Marilyn Monroe didn't commit suicide. She was murdered."